that's probably hard to know at the moment, you know. Just get a good look at it, and I suppose we're probably thought we wanted to end up with Paul's maybe controversial point, or wasn't the point or whatever, but then we're probably lucky to survive. You know, Marn had a few good chances before that they didn't take, you know, so probably all in all, probably the draw wasn't far away from where it should have been.
And in terms of the performance itself, I mean, there's some nice football played in the first half particularly, but I mean, it became a real dogfight, a real derby battle, and conditions didn't help.
No, conditions in the second half, you know, it was very stormy, and the rain was incessant, and the breeze went down the field, you know. It just made it very difficult for good football. But even despite that, you know, there were some good passages of play, and there's some good points we take out of it, and there's some learning we'll take out of it, so we'll get a look at that over the next few days and see how we can move on to get ready for Armagh next week.
You got a lot of your All-Ireland team back out in the field there. How important was that in a game that was always going to be intense?
It's definitely important to get these boys back in the field and get a bit of game time, because a lot of them hadn't got game time in the McKenna Cup. But it was good to see them back out there. I suppose they're a wee bit behind the curve from a preparation and a fitness point of view, but that game there will stand them and will serve them well, you know, going forward.
Were you pleased with the level of fitness towards the end there, when Monaghan obviously have been doing a lot of pre-Christmas work and had a good McKenna Cup?
The fitness work, we're probably maybe waiting a wee bit at the end up, but I think we stood up well, and when it mattered, you know, when we put in the vital tackles and got turnovers when we needed them, you know. But so we give all credit to the players, they really put their shoulders to the wheel there this evening.
The Paul Donaghy point that wasn't a point, Joe McQuillan seemed to be thinking it was okay until he consulted with the umpire. Did you see the incident?
I was just chatting to Paul there, and Paul thought the ball was over the bar before anything happened, you know, or before whatever, you know, before Brian challenged Rory Beggan and goals. So we'll look at it again on the TV later on, I'm sure we'll see it. I'm sure maybe yourselves have seen it better than I have. I just seen it in the moment, you know, when it's very hard in the moment to see what's happening.
It's a better preparation this year than last year. I mean, it's particularly for new managers, was very difficult with Zoom calls and etc. before you actually met the players. Last year turned out terrific. I mean, you've an even better run at this year. So is the potential in this Tyrone team to regain the Sam Maguire?
Well, you know, everybody's out for the year of aspirations of being the best they can be and doing the best they can. You know, and we're probably no different from any other team. You go out every league, you want to win every game. We're not looking any further ahead than the next week, because you know, that's what we have next week. We have Armagh next week. To be honest, the championship's far from my mind at the minute. It's National League and it's Armagh next week.
Ulster looks like it's stronger than ever now. You have Monaghan, Donegal, Tyrone, Armagh now among the what you call the elite teams now. It's more difficult than ever.
You can probably add Derry to that as well. You who are coming up fast, you know, Ulster Championship, Ulster teams are, you know, they've really put the head down and worked really hard over the last few years, you know, and you can see that in the performances now. Last year, with a mini National League, mini Ulster National League, you could have had the same this year again, you know. So it's Ulster football strong at the moment, but you know, that's where we want to be. It's competitive, it's where you want to test yourself against the best, and they're up there with the best at the moment.